Welcome to the 180 Podcast. You are listening to a teaching of the 180, a new church committed to learning to love Jesus and love like Jesus. Our prayer is that God would use this teaching to help you grow closer to Him and that you would feel moved to join us in person, where you can grow in community with the larger 180 family.
Bienvenue à la balado-diffusion de l'Église 180. Vous écoutez un enseignement de l'Église 180, une nouvelle Église qui s'est engagée à apprendre à aimer Jésus et à aimer comme Jésus. Notre prière est que Dieu utilisera cet enseignement afin de vous aider à vous rapprocher de lui et que cela vous donne envie de vous joindre à nous en personne où vous pourrez vous épanouir au sein de la communauté qu'est la grande famille de l'Église 180.
Everyone, thanks for watching and appreciate the chance to squeeze in some interviews like this as part of Sunday morning's teaching and to help all of you who are watching, especially if you're part of the 180, the things that we're thinking about, praying about, and dreaming about, not only in this strange time of isolation or distancing, but also as we think about the future of our church. Today, I'm really excited to be able to interview Michael. For those of you who've been tracking along with our community, you know that Michael and Jasmine and their girls, I guess it was just a few weeks ago, really just shared with our church about them making the transition to Montreal, coming and joining the 180 staff, and then the sky fell and the world paused. And we've been staying connected. Jasmine has really been great at helping us with much of our communication at the church. So I just wanted to get Michael on an interview just so he can share a little bit about how they're doing. So Michael, maybe just let's begin with that. Give us a little update on how you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's interesting even as you share and just remind me of the timeline and when we were last in Montreal that weekend.
A month ago.
So that same weekend is when everything hit. So the day that we drove up to Montreal was when all the schools closed across all the provinces. And so even when we got there that weekend, we were going to do an interview in person, but ended up being online. And so we were just beginning to figure things out. And so, yeah, it's crazy thinking about that timing. I mean, as far as things that I'm learning or God's teaching me, I mean, I think a lot of that's just I'm still processing. And, but yeah, when I think about that, like, I think when we first did the interview, we were already in a season of transition. And of looking at landing at the 180 and really excited to look at moving in the summer and all that kind of thing. But we had already been in a season of transition before. And so I remember sharing just this lesson that God was teaching me about this idea that, I'm always looking and praying about what God can do for me as far as, external things and outcomes. And that he was just reminding me that he's always more focused on what he wants to do in me in the ways that he wants to mature me and transform me. And so that's definitely hit me in a new way in this season of what it looks like to even just surrender outcomes and to just pay attention to Jesus. What do you want to teach me?
And one of the real blessings of having Michael join our team is to really help us in the area of like connection, community connection, discipleship, I mean, some of that language, going deeper type stuff. And so Michael, one of the ideas that is brewing in our hearts that we want to share with people this morning and really see unfold in the next little while is this idea of how do we use the internet and some of these platforms to go deeper in our understanding of the Bible. So maybe you just want to share a bit of some of the things we've been talking about for people.
Yeah, I mean, I think as we've discussed, some of our heart is with that is just looking at a way for people to have really meaningful connection and just what does it mean to continue to learn and to grow in this season. And so one of the things we thought of was, I don't know what to call it yet, but doing kind of an online discussion over Zoom a Sunday night, really reflecting on the message, how the message is shaping us, what God is teaching us through that. Yeah. And just having an opportunity to just interact in a different way and to process together. Yeah. So we're looking at doing that just over Zoom, setting up some questions to help people process together, to wrestle with those things. Yeah. And then the other piece of that, what we're thinking is actually having a Q&A time as well. So having a chance to, as people process and they're, thinking about what God is teaching, to actually just be able to ask some practical questions about maybe the Bible passage that we've gone over or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And to actually have you on as well, or whoever is speaking, to be able to take the time to answer some of those questions.
Yeah, no, so that's kind of exactly what we're excited about, is like, how do we help people in a time where social platforms and the internet can create a lot of noise? We don't want to just add to the noise. We want it to be meaningful and really strategic. And right now as a church, we already have like our midweek prayer time, which is such an important time for people who just want to connect to pray. We have our youth that are meeting. We have some young adult gatherings. Obviously in my context, I might do some counseling sessions, meetings with our board, you know, so we don't want to add too much, but we thought it might help to have one thing that helps us go deeper in our understanding of the Bible in the context of our sermon on Sunday. And so I'm excited about that. Like Michael said, we don't know what we're going to call it. Going deeper sounds really, really cheesy, but we might pick that. We're not going to pick that. Let's not pick that. But we'll find something to just encourage you to do two things. One is tune in on Sunday morning, watch and feel like you're learning with us. And two, set some time aside on a Sunday night to just get into a Zoom chat and just discuss the biblical passage, the biblical theme, with some other people. And so we'll take a stab at that, and we'll see if there's a big group. Michael will help facilitate some of that and maybe split up the groups and do like different facilitators. But in the next few weeks, we're gonna try that. So we wanted to just introduce it like this and wait to see that coming up. The other thing, if you heard a beeping, I don't even know what's going on in my house. But the other thing is, oh yeah, my kids are leaving. I think that's what's happening. They're opening the door. They've had enough with me and Bev, and they're out of here. The other thing is, not only do we want to think about what it means to go deeper in our understanding of the Bible, we also want to be more intentional about how committed we are to reach people who are yet not interested in the Bible. You know, and that's really part of our DNA as a church, really to care about people who are still just curious, exploring, filled with maybe some doubts about God and church. And we have been really privileged, just before this all happened, to do a program called Alpha. Some of you know what that is. It's a program that allows us, not a program, but just a course that allows us to get together, have a meal, celebrate, just discussion time. So Michael, for people who don't know that, you've been involved in learning a bit about how that can happen online. So maybe share a bit about that.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I mean, the heart of Alpha is really creating a space for people who are curious, who are asking some of those big questions about life. And so it really is giving a space for people to be able to wrestle out some of that curiosity and even doubts, and to learn about Jesus. One of the biggest values of Alpha in creating that space is hospitality, and creating a space that's comfortable, where people do feel comfortable to ask some of those questions and to learn together. And so we recognize that's different. This is unique challenges doing that online. We can't be physically present and share a meal. But one of the ways that we're gonna try to be creative is really trying to be hospitable, and things like creating games and things like that, and just working in a way that that people can really meaningfully connect.
Yeah. And it seems like for all of us, at least it's happened to me and to people that I know that are not really into church or Christianity yet, that this pandemic, or looking at suffering and death and grief, kind of seems to have awoken, you know, more interest in things like praying, or things in like, what do I believe about spiritual issues? And Alpha is really geared for creating some kind of many of the spaces for people to do that in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they just really have that content to just work through in a really kind of clear, simple way. And again, it leads into just meaningful discussion and really space to ask some of those questions about prayer and about the church.
Alpha too, like the many times that I've been part of it, is that the goal of those discussions are not to get you to agree with everybody or to land on some right answer right away. But I think one of the most powerful things in my life is that even just hearing myself process a question that I'm living in is just helpful. You're like, oh, that's what I think I believe about that. Now, it might not be where I want to stay, but that's where I am right now. And so, we're excited about that. And so Michael is going to be helping over the next little while, just connecting with facilitators, people who will facilitate some of those Alpha discussions. And we're excited, you know, maybe mid-June, our hope is mid-June or the latest the end of June, to really launch Alpha Online. There'll be some information on registration, how you can get plugged in, and especially for maybe some of you who are already, you'd say, Christians, you already believe in God, you've already committed your life to following Jesus, maybe to start thinking about someone you know that you can connect to or encourage to join Alpha Online with you. We're going to be doing some hard work at creating a space for that. And so these two kind of streams or lanes are two new creative avenues that we're going to begin to unravel or unfold in the next few weeks. I'm really grateful for Michael, who's willing to step in and provide some leadership there and help me help the rest of our team as we do this together. And who knows, maybe we'll be wrapping up Alpha in our space, actually being able to hug someone and shake their hands. So we're praying for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so I'm grateful for that, Michael. And just so you know, Jasmine and the girls, that we're praying for you guys. We're here. We're looking forward to getting to know you better. And we're not going to wait till you're here to do that. We're going to start now. And so thanks for stepping up and leading and for being part of this conversation and for taking a big step of faith and joining the 180 team.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for your prayers. And we're just equally as excited to just get involved and praying for you guys as well, and just some of the unique things that you're wrestling through right now in Quebec. And yeah, we're just excited about just really leading into ways to learn and grow together. And I'm just thankful that even though I'm not physically present, there's a way that we can just look at doing that together now.
So. Yeah, that's great, bro. Well, I'm gonna let you go back to our teaching time, and greet the family for us. Wash your hands.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Later. Awesome. Take care.